Hello, this is Marcy, and I have decided I was going to do an audio review of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince rather than write a long one out. I will still do a short one, which I will post on my blog, but I thought maybe I'd try doing it this way for a change. So I caught the movie on Friday afternoon. The cinema was about half full, and the session before mine was full of school kids, and I am so glad I missed that, because they were very noisy when they came out. That would not have been very enjoyable. Okay, well, if you don't already know, I am quite a big Harry Potter fan. I have read all the books. I don't actually own all of them, but I have read them, and I own most of the films. Missing number one and number five, I will get around to buying them when they are on special. I was both excited to see this and also dreading it because I really love the book. I read it in a day and a half, which is pretty good considering it's, you know, 700 plus pages. But, you know, with that, there's quite a lot in there, and to put it into, you know, a 2-hour, 2.5-hour movie, there's a lot you've got to change, take out. So that's what worried me. But, you know, they usually do a pretty good job translating them to the screen. So I was, you know, excited but not excited. So I went into this movie with pretty much no expectations whatsoever. Because, you know, if I went in with big expectations, I'd be disappointed. So I just tried to keep neutral on it. And, you know, what I've got to say that visually it's beautiful, very beautiful. There's, I'm trying to think of a specific scene that stood out, but now I can't remember what it was. Ah. But yes, visually they're always really fantastic. And everybody's grown up quite a bit. They've definitely matured as actors, which is really, really good. A lot better than number one. But I would say out of the students, the standout would be Tom Felton as Draco Malfoy. Considering he had a very hard role in this film, I think he pulled it off. Perfecto. All the others, of course, did really well. They know their characters inside and out now, so it's a no-brainer, I would say. I think what actually disappointed me was the structure. I didn't feel there was actually much of a structure. The story just didn't really flow. I don't think it had much of a direction going. And once you get to the end, it's just not as epic as it should be. I think it fell flat, and I think they really, really just messed up. It could have been so much better. Leading up to the events, I just don't think it worked so well. It really needed to be a lot more epic. They really, really needed to lead into it better. And, you know, you know what's coming, and you're anticipating it and anticipating it, but then it comes and it's like, meh. So I think that is where they really, really, really messed up. I think the script really needed more work. They sort of concentrated too much to try and make it funny as well as dark, but you know, they added all the sort of teenage romance type things in there, and that's all good, but I think they were just trying to do that too much than actually structure the story properly and, you know, make it epic, because this is, you know, leading up to the final chapter. So yeah, it should have been better. Not that I'm saying it's a bad film, because, you know, for a Harry Potter film, it is probably one of the better ones, but it kind of fell flat in places, and it left me disappointed. Definitely, you know, the structure of the story should have been worked on, but there was just, you know, there's nothing. You know, that would be like my major complaint with it. So hopefully number seven is not going to have that problem. Well, that'll be split in two, but they'll be able to fit a lot more in with that. But yeah, I think, you know, to rush and sort of fit everything into the time frame probably, you know, didn't really help how they, you know, had written it. So I have to see what happens with the next ones, but for the most part, I think what they left in and what they changed actually did work. Some things, you know, you really don't need in the movie, so didn't need to be there. But yeah, just really disappointed with how it was written, with the, you know, not how it was written, but the way they did the structure of it, as I said. But for the most part, I think what they left in, what they took out, what they changed, worked for the movie. I think, you know, try and compare it to, say, Prisoner of Azkaban. All the changes made there were spot on. There wasn't really much that I missed with, you know, between book and film there. Same with Goblet of Fire. For the most part, I think that was pretty good too. But I think this one was a lot more challenging, and, you know, I think they didn't really know what they wanted to do, so they kind of just said, oh, we'll add this, this, and this, but it'll just sort of flow and lead up to something, and then, so that's kind of what it was, and if I don't make sense, well, whatever, you can go see the movie and work it out for yourself. It actually getting a lot of mixed reviews. Sort of, you know, first it was very positive, 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 then negative, negative, and then this and that, this and that, which is expected for this kind of movie. But, yeah. Overall, I'd say, you know, 3.5 out of 5. So, you know, still above average rating, but it did fall a little bit flat. You know, acting-wise, it has gotten better. Through each movie, I think they just get better and better. Like I said, they know the characters inside and out, so they really know what they're doing. So both the young ones and the older ones. The casting has always been great. You know, Alan Rickman as Snape, perfecto. Can't go wrong there, and he was really good in this. As I said, Tom Felton was probably the standout. He was really, really good. He really just showed his stuff, so yeah. There's not really much else I can actually say. I don't really want to spoil it too much if anyone hasn't actually read it or knows what's going to happen, so I'll have to leave it there. I probably would actually read the book again and then go back to the film and compare it, but whether or not I'll actually have time to do that, I don't know. Next films I'm hoping to see would be Drag Me to Hell and Public Enemies. So, maybe I'll do one of these again, whether or not anybody actually likes it. If anyone actually listens to it. I'm rambling on, as I have not done one of these before, so yeah. Sorry for the silence. Yes, well, if I do this again, see you again. If not, you can read my blog, which is marciness.blogspot.com. Over and out.